Hello, is this Jones?
Who's calling?
My name is Lafayette on recorded line. I'm just calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. Have you or a loved one used Roundup before?
Yes.
All right. And have you talked to an attorney about the lawsuit yet?
No.
Okay. And then are you willing to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
How do I do it?
I just got to ask you a series of questions. I can walk you through the process, and then if you qualify, then I'll show you what the next steps are. And then if you don't, then we'll just kind of like shake hands and part ways, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you said you haven't got an attorney to assist you filing a claim yet, correct?
No, you're right.
Okay, thank you. And then I just want to confirm you haven't signed any documents with any lawyers, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then were you or a loved one diagnosed with anything after spraying Roundup?
I have CLL.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay. And then was there anything else that you might have gotten before or been diagnosed with? Like any cancers or any ailments?
That is cancer.
Okay. What kind of cancer?
Leukemia.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that again. And then do you have the actual name of it?
Like chronic lymph node leukemia.
Okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. So you said chronic?
Lymph node.
Lymphatic?
Lymph node.
Okay.
It's a blood cancer.
Okay, I'm really sorry to hear that. And then is it chronic, and then is it spelled?
Lymph node.
Yeah, is it spelled L-Y-M-P-O-C-Y-T-I-C?
Shit, I don't know.
Sorry about that.
I think L-U-M, lymph, P, I don't know. Just say leukemia CLL. That's how it's called.
Okay. We are looking for a certain type of cancer. So I just have to, you know, double check to make sure that's that one right there. So if are you on your cell phone right now?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Let me ask my supervisor real quickly.
Okay.
And then Mommy,
kindergarten.
All right, thank you for your patience. So I just got back. I just asked her a quick question. now you said you had a chronic lymphatic leukemia?
Lymph node. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. Chronic lymph node leukemia. Let me double check on. And you said it's the type of blood cancer that affects white blood cells, right?
Yes.
Okay. I do have to get like a confirmation, since we are on a recorded line. Would you be able to like look it up on your cell phone real quickly and then spell it for me?
Hold on. Destiny, how you spell lymph node? How you spell lymph node? Hold on.
Or if you have like medical records or anything?
Oh, me?
Yeah, like, or do you have access to like a... what is it called? My chart?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm gonna find out how you spell it. Hold on.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Just no, I'm trying to do something else, and I'm not helping me. Oh, he said what it was, and I said. Lymphatic, yeah, that's it.
It's what you said, lymphatic.
Oh, lymphatic? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you have chronic lymphatic leukemia, correct?
Yeah, CLL.
Okay, CLL. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. So we could proceed with the app. Have you had more than one diagnosis or just that one?
More than one? What do you mean, more than one person told me?
Yeah, just one, more than one cancer or subtype?
No, I just got that cancer.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that again. And then are you filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year were you diagnosed?
23, January 23. It made 2 years this year, January 12th.
Oh, okay. So you did it January 12th?
2023.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you said January 12th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then do you know any colleagues, neighbors, or others that sprayed on Roundup as well?
No, I still got the damn shit in my garage. I would spray the yard, the house, everything.
Okay. Gotcha. So you don't know anybody else that sprayed it as well, right?
No, I don't even know the neighbors.
Okay. And then, what age were you diagnosed at?
I was 50.
Okay. You were 50 when you were diagnosed? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have a birth certificate?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then how many years have you sprayed Roundup for? It could be an estimate.
Oh, Lord, like every... Shoot, like when them bugs and stuff be out there, like shit, I was doing it forever, every year, but not the whole year. You know, every year I do the grass, the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I did it from Home Depot. What was one of the cheapest?
Yeah, definitely understand. That's too funny. Yeah, I think that's where everybody got it too.
Yeah.
So would you say, maybe like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
No, probably 10 years, I guess. Probably longer than that.
Okay, so I'm going to put 10 years right there. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? You said you did it every year, right?
Yeah, but I like I said, I still got some in the garage. I spray it as needed, you know, like damn bugs all around the screen, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Them trees, you know, the stuff be falling all, you know, in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I spray it.
Okay. So then you would say that you sprayed it for at least 10 days or more then, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Perfect,
I bought
perfect.
A big old jug. I got the big old jug with the spray handle, the rope, the string with the rope, with the spray handle.
Okay, I see. That makes sense. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is it a smartphone or is it a landline?
No, it's a smartphone, the iPhone.
Oh. Okay, perfect. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I don't know where I live. Trump calling everything stuff, different stuff.
No, I definitely understand.
I don't know if I'm the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America. I don't know where I live.
That's funny. Okay, so this next part, I'm going to list a bunch of illnesses. You could just stop me if one of them is something that you have, okay?
Okay.
All right. So have you had HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C?
Yeah, autoimmune disease. I have rheumatoid.
Oh, okay. And then arthritis?
Arthritis, and I have another one that's called Sjögren's.
Okay. So hepatitis C, no, correct?
No.
And then diabetes?
No.
No. And then cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diagnosis you told me?
Yeah, CLL. I don't have chemotherapy because it's a blood cancer, CLL.
Okay. And then family history of cancer?
Yeah, but nobody has leukemia. Nobody, it has cancers where it affected certain parts of their body, but mine is, I'm the only one with the blood cancer.
Okay, gotcha. So they had different types of cancer?
Yeah, they got like, you know, like breast cancer, throat cancer.
Okay.
I don't have where it's targeting one particular place. It's the whole body.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. And then organ transplant? Hepatitis
no.
B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay, so no to these. Okay. Thank you for that information. All right, and then can you spell your first name for me?
Y-U-O-N-I-S-H-A.
Okay, thank you. And then can you spell your last name for me as well?
J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. And then do you have a middle name by chance?
Guillory, G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y.
Sorry about that. It's G-U-I.
I-L-L-O-R-Y.
O-R-Y. All right. So G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then I got to ask these questions as well. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
All right. And then are you married?
Single? No, divorce.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth as well?
6/24/72.
All right. And your current age as well, please?
52.
All right, thank you. All right, and then the lawyers, they're going to have to pull medical records as well. So they will need, you know, you to sign some, like, release forms as well. But
mm-hmm.
one of the things that they need is a social security as well. Confirm your social.
I got to give you my social.
You can do the last four if you like.
0966.
0966. Okay, perfect. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
Because I started reading the stuff that it affects, you know, and I was like, maybe that's how I caught this shit, because it just came up, you know, I went to the doctor for one thing and they told me I had this.
Oh, yeah, sorry to hear that. Was it, do you know, like, the actual date of it or estimate of it?
Yeah, yeah, I found out January the 12th, remember?
Okay, so January 12th, and that's 2023, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I need this information as well. I'm going to need your height and your height in feet and inches.
5'2".
Okay. So 5 feet and 52 inches, correct?
I guess that's what they mean. Yeah, 5 feet, 2 inches.
Okay. There you go. And then what is your weight estimate?
There you go.
I know. I'm sorry.
212.
It's always a question that I always get kind of
tripped
about.
Yeah, there you go. Ah, man.
Well, thank you for that answer, by the way.
Man. You personal.
I know. They make me ask some of these questions.
I'm glad they had to make you.
Oh, too funny. So I'm going to be asking just kind of like your primary contact information. The email that I have on file is going to be msbluu@gmail.com. Is that correct?
You said MS, right?
Yes.
Yeah, missblue@gmail.
Perfect. And then the primary phone number is going to be 713-359-0980. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And you said that was a mobile phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, again, this is kind of a question I asked earlier, but you could give me, again, just like a rough estimate, but how many times per month or year did you use Roundup, do you think? Maybe like twice a month or?
Shoot, probably like 3 or 4 times, 5 times a month. I go when you get the grass cut, you go outside and you spray it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at least 5 times a month?
Yeah, like at least four times, like each week when you get to cut the grass. But I haven't done it in a while since I started reading that shit.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
Let's just say 5 times 12. So you sprayed it at least 60 times a year, correct?
Oh, yeah, sure I did. Oh, that's my go-to. My yard stuff, my go-to. It's a red and white jug. It's cheap, you know.
Okay, perfect. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then
I always have it. I tell you, I still got a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's why I'm like, wait a minute, you know, this what gave me this shit. I started, you know, I'm questioning it every day, like, how did I get this shit?
Yeah, yeah, saying it's, you know, linked to, you know, Roundup. I mean, I've used Roundup myself, so I've admitted
no,
before, too, so definitely understand. When do you think you started using it? You know, you could give me, like, a rough estimate.
Oh, my goodness, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, probably early 2000, maybe.
Okay. So what do you think, you know, January 1st, 2000?
No, I mean in the early 2000. Let me see. Oh, shit.
And it doesn't have to be an exact date, just kind of, you know, close what you think.
probably like 2005, maybe 20 years.
Okay, so let's say January 1st, 2005?
Yes, just say that.
Okay.
Because I know it. I'm trying to think of all the times that I had a home, you know, that I would do the yard. So like the last 20 years.
Okay. So 20 years. Okay, perfect. So we'll do January 1st, 2005. And then I know you said you still have some Roundup, but when did you stop using it? Was it as...
Yeah, I did it this year? Well, no, last year. It wasn't this year. I did it last year.
Okay, so last year. So we'll say December.
No, I said like June.
Okay, so June. Let's see. So 06/01, you know, 2004 or 2024?
Yeah. I said like June. I said like 6-7 months ago.
Okay. All right. And then you just stopped using it because of,
I've seen it on Facebook.
Yeah. <'cause>
Messed me up. I don't never take time and fill out nothing on there. I'm like, wait a minute, let me see what's going on.
Because
that's a question I ask myself every day. You know, how did I get this shit? Why me?
All right, so I'll add that in there. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay.
I wish I should have, if that's what gave it to me. But no, I'm one of the hands, you know, I'm hands-on. I go outside, I spray, I play fogs, and I whatever. I don't think about covering my nose.
Yeah, me either. So definitely understandable. And then you said you used it at your home, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So like the backyard, the front yard?
The backyard, the front yard. In the garage. I told you I even used the shit in the damn house.
Okay, in the house as well. Gotcha, understood.
Yeah.
You're using it everywhere, huh?
Everywhere. We had some mats. We had some mats in the restroom. Boy, we spread the shit all over the walls everywhere trying to get the Oh, Lord. Nah, I ain't using that no more.
Yeah, which is good. What state did you use it in?
Houston, Texas.
Texas, okay. All right. You said your exposure was residential. And then... How were you first exposed to Roundup? Used it in residential?
Yes. I was getting from Walmart, Home Depot, someone, and that's it. Especially when I had a pool outside. When I had a pool in the backyard, I spray around that pool all the time.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then you were exposed directly, right? Because you were the one spraying it?
Yeah, I'm cleaning the yard.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else be using it, but I'm the only one that have something that showed up in my system.
Yeah, really sorry to hear that, too.
Stop it!
A little bit of time. Let's see. And then I was going to ask, I guess I'll do the math from earlier. We said that you sprayed it at least 60 times in a year. So then you used it for about 20 years, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so just times that by 20. So at least a minimum of 1,200, okay?
Okay, yeah. A lot of times. I use it a lot.
And then, do you live near a water well?
A well? We got you know, like the each neighborhood got their own water tank.
Oh, okay.
It's not a well, it's a water tower.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be a no, and then you don't get your water from a well, correct?
Oh, no. I'm not in the country part of Texas.
Okay. You're like, I'm not too far in there.
Yeah. No. We don't have cows and shit in the yard.
Gotcha. Understood. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No? Okay. And have you been exposed to benzene?
No.
Nope. And then have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, you know what these things
are. All right. That's perfect. Yeah, I had to look some of these up one time.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess I don't know what it is. I guess I haven't.
That's funny. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it like the concentrated one or the pre-mixed ones? I know you said you got it from Lowe's and like Home Depot.
Yeah, it got to be pre-mixed because it's they got the spray bottle attached to it. As soon as you do unlock the cap, when you unlock the cap, you can just start spraying.
Okay, perfect. And then you said you got it from Home Depot and Lowe's, right?
I get it, yeah, from Home Depot or Walmart.
Or Walmart, okay.
Mhm. I don't really go to Lowe's. Sometimes I do, but my place to go is Walmart or Home Depot.
Okay. All right, so you got it from Home Depot, Walmart, and then you got it seasonally because you're spraying it a lot, correct?
Yeah, I get it a lot, uh-huh.
Okay. And then it's not necessary, but they want me to ask these questions. Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases by chance?
No, I got the bottle here, though.
Okay, and then you said you do have Roundup in your possession, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So since you do have it in your possession, please do not destroy it or tamper with it, okay?
Okay.
And then have you ever smoked?
I don't smoke. I'll drink.
Okay. Perfect. So now I was just going to ask some basic other questions like employment information, military service, claims and court cases, and police records. So I'm going to go through these real quickly, okay?
Okay.
And then are you currently employed?
No, okay. I'm disabled.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And then have you lost any time from work because of the surgery or treatment when you were working? No.
No.
Okay, and then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No, perfect. And then you said you were disabled, so have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yeah, I filed SSDI. I'm just waiting on an answer.
Okay. So SSDI claim?
Yeah, I had to appeal it, so now I'm waiting on a second answer.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
There you go.
Yeah, I know. You can say I plead the fifth.
Yeah. It's been some years, but still. God damn. Hurry up and write it down before I forget to say it again.
All right.
Good Lord. My old ass. I was young when I was saying that. God damn.
Sorry about that. What was it again? I know I had to ask.
Oh, no. I was killing.
Oh, okay. Theft. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have done that before. So.
I'm got me turning purple. Got me turning purple. I'm turning purple. Oh Lord. Yeah. Oh man. That's what I went to jail for.
Okay. We won't go into detail. We're good.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Okay. Perfect. And then okay, so the next thing I'm gonna need is like the medical and diagnosing stuff. So who was your diagnosing physician's name?
Oh shit, I can't remember his name. I go through My Health.
Okay. Do you know what the facility is called?
Harris Health.
He said Harris?
Harris Health.
Harris Hilton?
No, Harris Help.
Oh.
Help.
Harris
Help. Mm-hmm.
And then where's that located?
Houston, Texas.
Let's see. Harris Help in Houston.
Help. Like your physical help.
Oh, health.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay, Harris Health. All right, and do you know which street it might be on? Was it 2525 A
Smith.
Holly?
Yeah, on Holly Smith Clinic, Holly Hall.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I go to another one on Renault Acres Home Center.
Okay. And this was your...
Renard is my primary, and Holly Hall is my CLL and my rheumatoid.
Okay, gotcha. So they're the ones that I'm diagnosed, you correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me add Harris Health Smith Clinic.
Well, the emergency room diagnosed me, and I've been going to these doctors ever since.
Okay. Was the emergency room in Harris Health?
No, and the name of it is I don't know, 1960. I can't think of the hospital. Kanisha, Mama, what's the name of that hospital on 1960? HCA or something? Nah, that's the wrong one. That's the other part of 1960. I'm talking about the one you don't like going to. And that's HCA, I think.
You said HC...
A.
A?
And... HCA.
Oh, I see.
HCA.
So it's two H's, right?
One.
Oh, just one? Okay. All right.
H is in house, C is in cat, A is in apple.
Okay. And that's Houston, Texas as well?
Yeah, 1960.
Let's see.
Yeah, from 1960.
1960. Let's see. Okay, so I found HCA Houston ER 24/7 Cypress FM 1960, right?
Yeah.
And that's on 5003 Cypress Creek Parkway, Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
77069, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's the place that diagnosed you, correct?
That's the place who diagnosed me on January the 12th, 2023.
Okay. Perfect. And then the medical treatment that you're getting, that's going to be at the Harris Health Smith Clinic,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. I've been going to them ever since.
Okay. Perfect. So let me add this to this side real quickly.
I go to them every 3 months.
Okay, let's see. So let's do this. Healthcare facility. We'll put this right here.
How's Marcy?
And then you don't know what the doctor's name is, right? You said?
I can't think of it. They got some hard names, but I know my primary, she's Hopson, Hopson. That's my primary. That's in the Acres Home location.
Okay. And that's her name? Hopson.
Hopson.
Okay, Hospin. The H-O-S...
No, H-O-P.
Oh. P?
Hopson. S-O-N. H-O-P-S-O-N.
H-O-P-S-O-N. Okay. Dr. Hopson.
Hold on. Let me pull up my chart so I can get the name for you.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. That would be awesome.
Okay, hold up.
And you do have the medical records, you said, right? That shows the...
Yeah,
the
I can print them.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Okay, the one in Acres Home is 818 Renal Street. And, okay, then the rheumatoid is Sebastian B-R-U.
Is it the same
doctor?
Sorry about that. Is it the same doctor as your cancer, or?
No, just the rheumatologist.
Oh, okay. Which one is for your cancer?
Okay. This one right here. Let's see what's his name. Where's my name? Hold up.
And if you don't know it off the back right now, it's okay. we just need at least the diagnosing doctor or the facility.
Oh, his name. I got his name. Justin A. K. O. M. I. S. A. R. O. F.
All right, that's Justin, and then A K O M I S A R O F.
Yes.
Okay, and is that the one that's at Harris Health Smith Clinic?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
That's Harris Health. That's at Smith.
Okay, perfect.
Holly Hall.
Okay. Perfect. Healthcare facility. Okay.
You gotta turn that level, Destiny. Like the like how you do the generator. It's a button.
And then what are the dates that you were in the hospital? Are the date treated?
I was there from January the 3rd to January the 12th.
Okay, and that's 2024 or 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so the date you're in the hospital... was January 3rd 2023, and then the date treated as well was the same day, correct?
The day I found out I had it?
The date that you were treated. Was it the same day?
I went to the hospital on the 3rd, and they was trying to figure out why they couldn't. I had like a chest cold or asthma, and they didn't know why the medicine they was giving me wasn't working. So then they seen that I had my white blood cells was high, so they started running other tests and gave me a biopsy and found out I had the cancer.
Gotcha.
And then I had to find me a doctor, and that's how I found the one on Smith. I got approved for the gold card, and I've been going to Smith ever since.
Okay, that makes sense. And then, what oncology practice is treating your cancer? Is it Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hematologist, whatever.
Okay.
Blood doctor.
Perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your cancer? Was it like stem cell? Was it chemotherapy, radiation,
no,
surgery?
No, I'm still not on medication. They watching my numbers, trying to keep me from. They only treat it with medication unless you get all your blood drained out and put new blood back in.
Gotcha.
But they only treat this cancer with medicine, but I still haven't started medication yet. My numbers are where I'm good to not have to start, because some of the medicine I take for my rheumatoid is also some of the same medicine they'll treat cancer with.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So like no treatment right now?
Amen.
That's good to hear.
And then how
has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Like day and night, where it runs me crazy, it stresses me out. I'm on depression pills to try to keep from thinking about it. I have anxiety. When you hear the word cancer, you feel like your whole world is like go down, because you know, there's so much bad things you hear about it, but it's some good things that people have been surviving, you know.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell your brain, oh, are you all right? You know, stresses me out.
Oh, I'm so really sorry to hear that, by the way. Okay. All right. We're almost done with the form. And then what is your address as well?
11711 Kentland Court, Kentland.
A. Oops, sorry about that. You said K?
Huh? Kentland. Court.
Okay.
Houston, Texas. 77067.
Okay, perfect. And is that in a house or an apartment?
A house.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I have 11711 Kentland Court, Houston, Texas, 77067, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then did you want to add an emergency contact just in case, you know, like we can't get a hold of you for extended period of time? It would help prevent disruptions in your case.
Okay, let me get my daughter number out of here.
Okay. Does she live with you or?
Yes, she in here with me. She live with me.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, she do everything for me. She's my rock.
Oh, that's amazing.
3-1-3-4-6.
3-4-6.
I'm on the phone. 3-4-6-4-4-8-2-1-4-8.
Okay, so I have 3-4-6-4-4-8-2-1-4-8, correct?
Yeah.
And then can you spell her name for me as well?
B-E-S-T. Bestiny. Destiny.
So B E S.
No, D. D.
Oh.
D E S T I N Y.
Oh, okay. So Destiny, right?
Yeah. I ain't got my teeth in my mouth. That's why you keep getting me to repeat it.
Sorry about that.
I said, this man probably think I can't talk.
No, no. Sometimes, like, I'm a little dyslexic sometimes, so, like.
You gotta repeat it.
Yeah, I have to repeat it a couple of times, so it's not your fault at all. It's actually mine. Don't tell nobody, though.
He probably said, you can't talk. You know all my business. I ain't saying shit. I ain't telling nobody. You ask me all these crazy questions. When you went to jail, I ain't never had nobody ask me when you went to jail. What the hell? I say, I ain't in trouble.
I know when I guess they're trying to
see if you are a cons person or some con artist or you in bankruptcy or you doing anything to get money. I guess they ask those questions for that. Nope.
Yeah. When they first added those questions back in there, I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I said, when they added some bankruptcy and all that, I said, they trying to see if people are trying to scam them.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. They want to see what – they really asking to see what type of person you are. I'm like, oh, Lord, they're scamming me.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different a torch that we work with, and this one is actually the longest one that we have. Their criteria is very long.
Yeah,
they get very personal
too. Just go to jail with it, huh? The fuck?
Yeah.
No, I have real doctors and I'm really sick. No, I don't have no lawsuits already in process. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it gets a little personal.
Yeah.
Is Destiny's last name Jones as well?
Guillory? Yeah, my middle name that I have is her last name.
Okay. Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. Okay, so we're basically done. I'm going to just confirm all this information just to make sure it's accurate. And then I'll tell you what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Where is this at?
I made something cool.
You made something cool?
Yeah.
What you made?
This.
Oh, that's pretty.
And you got two.
You made it at school?
Yeah. I got two.
No.
And the kid got two.
Pick up your lunch bag. He said, Nini, I made something cool at school.
I heard him. So funny. All right. So I'm going to confirm all this information. I'm going to go through real quickly. Please stop me if I need to make any changes, okay?
Okay.
All right. You said that you wanted to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. You said that you did not get an attorney to assist you yet, and you confirmed that you haven't signed any documentations with another law firm. So that you didn't sign any documentations with another law firm. The diagnosing cancer that you have is going to be CLL, and you don't have any more diagnosis, just that one. You are filing for yourself. What year you were diagnosed was, January 12th, 2023. You said you do not know anybody else that's been injured by Roundup. You were first diagnosed in between 50 and 79. You said at 50 that you got diagnosed. You said you do have a birth certificate. How many years that you used Roundup is more than 10. And then you said that you confirmed that you used Roundup for at least 10 days or more. You are a citizen of the United States. How to spell your name, I'm going to kind of go through that real quickly. It's going to be Y-U-O-N-I-S-H-A. Last name Jones, middle name Guillory. You confirmed that you're a female. You said you're not married, you're divorced. Last part of your social is going to be 0966. Your date of birth is going to be 06-24-1972. Your current age is 52. All right. And then we have your contact information as missblue@gmail.com. The good phone number to reach you is going to be 713-359-0980. You used Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis. Let's see. I'm going to skip down to these ones. Where you were exposed, was that a residential, and you were directly exposed? All right. And you used the premix. And let's see. The diagnosing physicians that you went to, you don't remember the name, but you were at HCA, Houston ER, 24/7, Cypress FM, 1960. And your treating doctors is going to be Dr. Justin at the Harrison Health Smith Clinic.
Yeah.
All right. And we already verified your address, and we should be good. And do we have permission to contact her, your daughter, if we can't get a hold of you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, perfect. And all right. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize your claim. And I will be calling you within the next couple hours or maybe sometime this week. Once your file passes QA, to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything running smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly. I'll send you a text message with my information and also the lawyer's information as well, okay? And then if your file passes QA today, would you be able to speak with them today, or would you want to reschedule?
I can talk.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any questions or anything for me?
Uh-uh.
All right. I'm going to place you on a 1 to 2 minute hold. I'm going to draft up the documents, and then I'll send it to you via text message, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll be right back, and thank you for your patience.
Okay.
All right. I just sent you the documents right now through a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pull up that that text message. It's going to come from Lafayette.
Oh, shit.
That's where you push.